This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. See, we're very suspicious around here on Agenda 21 Radio, as you will in no doubt find out if this is the first time you've ever heard the show. By the way, it's about time I say Merry Christmas again, and you are free to move around the countryside and say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. A lot of PR firms are urging big businesses, I understand, at least in a recent story I glanced at, I got a little bit of a glimmer at in Breitbart, to encourage retailers to say Merry Christmas. Because why? For obvious reasons. It's good for the bottom line. When you encourage Christians to buy, they buy. What a concept. Or when you try not to offend and insult them, which, of course, these last 8 years, we have been subjected to great offenses to our religious notions. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, like we talked about in the last hour. Nikki Haley slams UN Agenda 21, basically. This slamming of the Jerusalem issue, establishing an embassy in Jerusalem of the United States of America, which, by the way, we can do because it's our right to do so, regardless of what the United Nations thinks. But, you know, this whole condemnation of the United States, which, of course, goes hand in hand, you know, when any kind of negative resolution or resolutions that have been passed condemning anyone in the United Nations over the last, 10 years or so, 86% of them have been against Israel alone. That says a few things, doesn't it? Anyway, so with us right now, though, is Patrick Wood, author of Technocracy Rising, been a a stellar star here on Agenda 21 Radio, speaker at the Liberty Tour, and a great resource for us to understand what is really truly going on regarding the United Nations and what kind of laws they're implementing. Reflexive law has been, of course, the big notion that Patrick has brought forward. We exercise that conversation all the time when anytime a dictator wants to, of course, exercise laws the way he sees fit, like President Barack Hussein Obama had been doing over the last 8 years. And Patrick, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's been a while because you've been so busy. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Good morning, Paul. Glad to check in with you again.
Well, you know, it's been months. It's been a long time, actually.
It has.
I don't think you've been on since I've had my cancer bout, have you?
Oh, yeah. I think
okay.
Once.
You see, I'm delusional because of the treatment. Anyway, memories get dull. But you have contributed so much to what we've been talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio over the years, especially with your book, Technocracy Rising. How are things going with the book and trying to get the understanding out to the general public, which we try and do every single day here, about how the globalists, which basically got a huge smackdown yesterday.
People would read. People want to see bumper stickers. They want to listen to a radio now and then. You know, that happens too. But people are really resistant to read stuff that takes mental energy, and it's kind of sad. We should be selling probably 10 times the number of books that we are. But you know, it is what it is. On the other hand, the impact of the book and all of the interviews, radio interviews, and speaking engagements and stuff that I've had, the level of conversation about technocracy across the country is rising dramatically, and that's a good thing. Programs like yours, you were kind of the lone wolf originally talking about Agenda 21 on the air.
What a crazy notion that was.
I know, what a crazy notion. You were, the tinfoil hat guy, but now, you're on top and everybody else is looking up. But, we see people talking about technocracy across the country now, not and writing as well, not just on the radio. But the conversation is developing, and this is what needs to happen in America. You cannot fight an enemy you do not know. And you have to know, you have to understand the nature of the beast and the mindset that these people have, because it's almost unbelievable. At first you say, well, nobody could be that way. People like, my brain.
The UN guy.
I'll tell you, we're
getting old.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Maurice Strong.
Strong, right.
As an example, he said in 1997 in print, this is the guy that started Agenda 21, by the way, but back in 1992. He said, frankly, we may get to the point where the only way of saving the world will be for industrial civilization to collapse.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
Now, some people would look at that and say, oh, come on, he never said that. But if he did, he was, out in a drinking party or something, and got drunk and he was just spouting off. No, that's what he said. He said it repeatedly in different ways over the years before he passed. And this is what the United Nations is all about right now. These people are busy transforming the entire global economic system. And if it takes the collapse of Western civilization, you will hear three cheers from these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
it's crazy.
Of course, Donald Trump is the wrench in the machinery, isn't he?
He's shaking things up. There's no doubt he's shaking things up, but you brought up the United Nations, which I'm really glad you did. It was heartwarming to hear Nikki nailing these people because they need to be nailed. She almost sounded to me like a female Nigel Farage. Just giving it to him right in the face.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah,
I know. But here's the thing about the United Nations that is occurring to me more and more. There has been a connection between Islam and technocracy going all the way back to Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hitler was rising to power, his friendship with the Muslim world was very tight. Most people think it was tight because of the hatred, a mutual hatred of Jews. That was not, I believe that was not the case. Mm-hmm. I believe their affinity was for a green planet, because Hitler was the original super green, sustainable development leader of the world. He was over the top green, if you will, and into environmentalism. Most people don't know that. But when the Muslim Brotherhood kind of got together with Hitler and stuff, this was their common ground. This was as much common ground as any hatred they might have had for Jews. And in any case, what would the Mideast be interested in coming up into Europe and you know, making trouble for Jews in Europe? They weren't in the Mideast at the time. So we look at this today. We look at the United Nations today. This vote against the United States shows how dominated the United Nations is by the Muslim world.
Right, right.
193 nations or something, and there's only five nations that didn't join the vote against the United States. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
I know. Hang on to the nutty attitude here, because we've got a break coming up. Things move quickly with you on the radio show, actually. So I blame it on you, this time warp thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More of Patrick Wood. We're going to be talking about technocracy rising, and you're kind of getting a feel right now about where this is all going, about the United Nations and why we should be set free from the shackles of the totalitarians. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also visit our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, with us right now on the phone, though, is Patrick Wood. He is the author of Technocracy Rising. He also authored a book called Trilaterals Over Washington, as a co-author, actually. And the question I'm going to put to him right now before we get back into this whole thing about the United Nations, which is we're seeing some delightful things happen from the Trump administration, especially Nikki Haley. Patrick, are you going to come out with the revised edition or updated edition of Trilaterals Over Washington?
I thought seriously about doing that, and probably not. You know, it's at this point, it's ancient history. It's important to me from a research point of view, and there's quite, you know, we've already written quite extensively on it. I don't know if anybody would really receive any information that's 40 years old at this point. It's really a shame what America and the world has done to history. And, you know, history just doesn't matter to people anymore. It should, but it doesn't. And so, you know, for the time available time that I have, it probably isn't going to be too worthwhile for me to try and update what we said in Trilaterals Over Washington back in 1980. But I watched the members of the Trilateral Commission like a hawk. For instance, Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Alphabet, which is Google, just stepped down from his executive chairmanship of Alphabet. Well, that's newsworthy. There's going to be a story coming out of this. What is old Eric Schmidt up to? Because he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. Mm-hmm. So we watch people like this, right? And it's a clue for me. It's always a red flag for me when I see a member of the Trilateral Commission entering into any discussion anywhere. My radar goes up. Bingo. You know, something's going on here. And so anyway, we're watching Eric Schmidt, right? And just to see what he's going to do now.
Well, see, this is the reason I bring this issue up, and I'm glad to have the discussion with you. I would encourage you to come out with a new, updated, revised, or whatever, because of that just comment right there. Because I saw the glimpse of Eric Schmidt on Drudge. I don't know if it was last night. Maybe it was last night. It's all a blur. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. But I saw that, and I thought to myself, much like you. But you see, this is today's reality based upon what you were publishing and talking about 40 years ago. And you see, I think that's more important than ever before. This history business is really, really important because of the erasure that has been taking place in public schools and all the way around, really in the last 40 years. People don't have any spatial relationship, if you will, to events 40 years ago and today. And you just brought one to life right now, Eric Schmidt.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
What's happened over 40 years is the whole movement of the new international economic order, which is what the Trilateral Commission wanted back in the 70s, this has morphed into technocracy. And actually, my book, Technocracy Rising, really does bring it up to date, because that was what was in their mind back then in 1973 when they were started. And today, although, you know, people still aren't really familiar with the term technocracy and where it came from, This is what these people have brought to us in the last 40 years, is the stuff that we see going on today. Now, if we could just extract all of this year from the discussion, like to kind of, you know, take away the Trumpism stuff that's happened. And just look at what's going on underneath. Look at the massive, intensive surveillance that's going on in American citizens right now. This is driving us to scientific dictatorship and is part and parcel of this technocracy movement that was started even way back in the 1930s, but it was picked up by the trilaterals in the 70s. This surveillance state that's being created around us is headed straight for scientific dictatorship, and it's not a political issue. It's absolutely not. It, you know, in other words, politicians have never been able to stop it, much less even recognize it.
Understand it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. They just don't get it. they just don't get it.
And there's another cadre of actors on the world stage that are not political, but they're gaining more power at this point than politicians, and that is flat out dangerous. And I would even hasten to add that Eisenhower, in his farewell speech, President Dwight Eisenhower, warned us not only of the industrial military complex, he warned us of the dangers of being taken over by a scientific elite. You got to listen to his speech again. It's like, man, he got it even back then, and this is exactly what's happening today.
Well, you know, and now let's put it into the terms that people understand. We're talking about the sustainability movement, which is what...
Yes.
And of course, this is classic Marxism right here, this portion of it, because, you know, using the environmentalism, you know, was certainly a key part of what Karl Marx was talking about in the Communist Manifesto, picked up by Adolf Hitler.
Right.
And that's
that's what
Eisenhower was referencing, was Hitler's penchant for environmentalism and using it as a controlling factor over the population.
Yes, indeed. He saw the world picture, the whole world picture back then. He certainly was not only alive, but mentally active, I'm talking about Eisenhower, during the days of technocracy.
Right.
He saw it manifest in the United States. He saw it manifest in Germany as well. And so he understood this concept. Too bad he didn't use the actual word, but he understood the concept of a scientific elite very well, or he wouldn't have made such a statement.
Well, he had Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, he had that whole thing going on with the nuclear weapons. He had Berkeley. He had, you know, Lawrence Livermore. He had all that stuff. You know, he had the nuclear, he was in the nuclear arms business or arms race at the time, which was clearly being taken. Those were the technocrats at the time.
It was, and by the way, remember, at that point in 1961, when he gave his farewell speech, he had 10 years of history behind him at that point of working with all of the top scientists and engineers that came from Nazi Germany under the Operation Paperclip, top secret migration of these, you know, elite people. And these were the people that were driving the American scientific effort at the time. They were, many of them were flat out Nazis.
Well, they were Nazis.
and they, you know, they brought them over here, they sanitized them. This is all top secret, but it's been released now. They brought them over here, they sanitized them, they gave them positions in, you know, top universities and national laboratories and stuff like that. These were the people that put the man on the moon. These were the people that that advanced the nuclear program, and Eisenhower would have had every opportunity to spend all the time he needed to or wanted to with these people. He would have understood them, and he gave a warning. He said, look out for these people, this mindset. Look out for this type of person that thinks they're going to control the world through, you know, science and engineering. But back to the United Nations, I have to finish this thought. Back to the UN. You have the United Nations is head over heels involved with Islam, right? Completely. And you say, well, you know, is Germany really having anything to do with, Islam, whatever? But just look at the vote that just happened against the United States for moving our sovereign embassy to Jerusalem. It had nothing to do with any peace process or nothing. It's just a building. But the world has gone nuts. And it underscores how infiltrated the United Nations is, or dominated the United Nations is by the Islamic world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ask a question. I've been thinking this for a long time. Ask the question.
You got 30 seconds to ask it, so ask it, and then we'll come back with it.
It doesn't take long. Islam and sustainable development are intimately connected together. One, you know, which one is driving which one here? The Islamic world is striving to be the greenest part of the planet. They want to dominate fintech, which is financial technology and financing.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding conferences over there monthly now on sustainable development. What's going on here? Is sustainable development really a Muslim initiative at this point? We have to ask that question.
Well, you just did, and when we come back, we're going to look for some answers. Stay with us. You're listening to Patrick Wood here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, Patrick, can you kind of run us down on this Islamic relationship to the green technocracy movement?
Well, I tell you, there needs to be a lot more research done on this, and I wish I had two of me right now to dispatch one of me just to do that full time. But consider this. There was a book written a couple, 3 years ago now by a Muslim in New York City, who was actually on staff with the mayor there for some time, but I think he's not now. But he wrote a book called Green Deen, D-E-E-N, Green Deen. And in Arabic, green or deen, D-E-E-N, means way. Like, you know, Christians have the way, right? Well, Islam has a way as well. And he wrote a book called Green Deen, which means the green way. And in this book, he describes all of the connections between sustainable development and green economy and environmentalism to the Quran. And he makes a statement in there. He consulted scholars. I am not a scholar on this. I just have to take his word for it. But he consulted scholars on the Quran, Islamic scholars, and they claim that 12% of the verses in the Quran apply to quote unquote care of the earth. 12%. And then he goes through in his book and he details all these things, right? On how it how it all comes together and how Muslims should get into the green way, if you will. And if you think about it, the Bible or other religious documents around the world don't focus on environmentalism, but the Quran does. And as such, that means it's the only religious book in the world that has the sustainable development doctrine codified in their primary document. Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and you look at this and you go, holy mackerel, these guys have had it all along, and now they are working it out through the United Nations. This is sustainable development.
Right. This is UN Agenda 21.
This is technocracy. This is Agenda 21. Agenda 2030, the new urban agenda. All of this stuff has come from the United Nations. Now, I'd ask the question again. Could the doctrine of sustainable development survive in the United Nations if the Islamic world did not want it to survive? And I would say no, absolutely not. All but five nations of the world just ganged up on the United States over the simple act of moving our embassy to Jerusalem. It's not just that they're dominated by it, it's they're controlled by it. If they didn't want sustainable development at the United Nations, which is really the only initiative they have visibly, it wouldn't be there. Sustainable development would not be a United Nations doctrine if the Islamic world said, nope, that's not compatible with Islam. It's out, baby. It would be gone, right? But it's not gone. It's there, and it's obviously there to stay, or you and I wouldn't even be talking about it.
Right.
You wouldn't have a radio show dedicated to it. We need to make this connection more carefully. And in my opinion, between Islam and sustainable development, Agenda 21.
Well, it's very interesting as we start to dig deeper and deeper. And it's been years, of course, that they've set this out and established it. They've worked behind the scenes so effectively. People have to wonder, okay, what are the ideologies? What are the real players behind all this? Because Karl Marx, he recognized right away, and again, I think Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, when they came up with the 1848 Communist Manifesto, I think it was in response to, really, the 1776 Declaration of Independence by the United States. Because at the time, after the Declaration of Independence by the United States, countries all around the world and territories within the United States started to declare their own independence. Either independence from like a sovereign such as Spain, as Mexico did in 1822. California actually declared its independence from Mexico in 1836. You had Bolivia, you had Ecuador, you had all these other nations, or actually territories of Spain at the time, actually declaring themselves independent from those mother countries, and of course Florida and territories like within the United States. So there was a big, and even today there's a lot of countries that are trying to declare themselves independent, such as what you have with Barcelona or Catalonia. But this independence movement had to be stopped. I think that it was Karl Marx in this whole notion of in the Communist Manifesto, of all the things that he had, primarily designed to destroy American-style capitalism and free market freedom, if you will. And that seems to be the Islamic touch that might be actually in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto.
Well, it's possible, but when Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote his book Between Two Ages in 1970, he was a founding member of the Trilateral Commission.
Right, let's make this point clear, because he has a daughter on CNBC.
That's right, that's Mika. Everybody knows Mika. Well, she's the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski.
A trilateral.
She's not, but he was.
He was, right.
Exactly. Yeah. Brzezinski wrote this book, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. in this book, anybody, it's scanned and on the internet, anybody can go get it and read it now. He said in this book that Marxism was a necessary stepping stone in order to get to the technotronic era, what he called the technotronic era. In my opinion, after going back and reading his book, he was talking about technocracy. That is a replacement economic system for capitalism and free enterprise. Okay, when I say replacement, I mean they want to get rid of capitalism altogether and free enterprise altogether and replace it with a system of sustainable development, which is a resource-based economic system. It's absolutely insidious. But he said that Marxism was a necessary step. And by the way, Brzezinski was not a Marxist. People pegged him for that, but he wasn't. He merely made the observation that Marxism is going to lead to the final age, the technotronic or the technocratic age, but it wasn't the end in itself. This is important to see. Marxism today, the Marxists, the communists, the socialists that are operating in the world today have become or are becoming the useful idiots to the technocratic elite.
Right.
Just like back when the Bolshevik Revolution took place, that the proletariat that was rising up was the useful idiots of the of the leaders of the revolution. And when the revolution was complete, they went back and killed all those people.
Right. Well, you
they
you
wiped know, them out.
You can see those. You can see exactly as you've described what's happening here in California with Jerry Brown and the mono party that we have. Because what they're doing is they're ushering in this communist era. This is the stepping stone to a technocratic society. And that's exactly what Jerry Brown wants. So he knows that the necessary evils of communism have to be suffered through by the people, which is what we're doing right now in California with all the overregulation, all the taxation. It's designed to destroy American-style capitalism and free markets and, of course, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. That's what he's doing.
It is. And let me say that was the plan from the get-go. Communism, in all the ways it's been implemented over the years, and now in America and different places, especially in California, communism deconstructs the government that existed before it.
There you go. Hold on. We got the music coming up. That's a perfect statement, by the way. It deconstructs the system as it replaces it.
We'll be right
back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Patrick Wood. And Patrick is the author of Technocracy Rising, also co-authored Trilaterals Over Washington. We're relating some things 40 years ago to today. And, of course, we've talked about Eisenhower's great speech about the military-industrial complex and technocracy, basically. And now, all of a sudden, it's here. It's dominating. And in California, we're seeing it actually being played out right before our very eyes as a system, a democratic, capitalistic, free market enterprise system in California, constitutionally driven, is being systematically torn apart by technocracy, in part. And so if people are wondering, why is this all happening to California? Well, Patrick has the answers in his book called Technocracy Rising. Patrick has been featured speaker here on Agenda 21 Radio, I don't know how many times now, but a lot, and we're trying to get the word out about this. It's starting, I think, to resonate. You know, Patrick, I've been hearing on the radio more and more the word technocracy and technocrat and technocratic, which describes, you know, I'm listening to the context. I've heard it on Fox numerous times now, which, you know, a year ago, I'd never hear that terminology being bandied around. Now it's here.
Exactly. Exactly. People are talking about it more than they ever have before. They still don't quite understand the nature of the beast, but that's why we're here. We're trying to explain it to them.
Exactly.
And give it some historical context and some meat, you know, so that people really can grasp what's going on. This is not just, you know, a bunch of people, you know, drinking scotch and smoking cigars in a back room anymore. This is mainstream. It's gone mainstream. And we see evidence of it all around. And you look at California as an example, which has always led the nation, it seems like, for at least, 100 years.
Right.
California is the epitome of what's happening. Marxism is deconstructing California. But it's not being deconstructed for the sake of just anarchy. That's not what's coming. What's coming is scientific dictatorship. That's what technocracy is in the end. That's how Aldous Huxley originally talked about the technocracy in the world back in 1932 when he wrote Brave New World. This is what it was, scientific dictatorship. And when the ashes of capitalism and free enterprise are washed away from the landscape, technocracy will rise up and take control. It's just that simple. And the means to do it, the hammer to do it, what do you think the hammer and sickle was all about? The hammer is crushing capitalism and free enterprise. California is just the poster boy for this whole process.
Well, you know, people don't, they're starting to grasp it now. And, of course, that's why we're doing the New California State Movement, because it's pretty obvious what's happening, at least in the founders of New California. And this goes up and down the state. I mean, we're talking about an entire state. We've got 58 counties in California. And it seems like right now we've been contacted by, as of last night, 48 of the 58, and who want to get either have been certified as a county that's part of the New California Movement, or going to be, and who want to be organizing committees in their own counties. 48 out of 58, Patrick. People are waking up. But, you know, yeah. See, you've got the terminology to actually define what is actually happening to California like nobody else does. You know, this is the great thing about why you're so special. And right now, the information you're imparting is starting to resonate, I think, more and more in California first, then throughout the nation, because everybody in the nation is going, well, what is going on out there in California? Well, what's going on is it's being systematically deconstructed by the process of communism. That's really what it is. And National Socialism, the Nazis are the same thing as the communists. It's two sides of the same coin. Their behavior is basically different. One has a different name, and, of course, they all hate each other for different reasons. But will they come together to destroy America? Yes, just like Islam will.
Right.
And that's the other component.
It is. And it's interesting that a modern scholar by the name of Dr. Parag Khanna, he's a global scholar. He's loved by the global elite and the Trilateral Commission types and so on. He wrote a book called Connectography a couple of years ago. And in his book, which is like connecting the whole world together and under technocracy, he wrote a book called Connectography. He also wrote a book, by the way, called Technocracy in America, where he calls for direct technocracy to be applied here in America. But in his book, Connectography, he made the most profound statement I have heard in modern times. He said, and I quote, "We are building this global society without a global leader. Global order is no longer something that can be dictated or controlled from the top down. Globalization is itself the order," close quote. Absolutely profound, because it's the system. You know, what was it Bill Clinton said? Is the economy stupid? It's the system, stupid. The system that's being built is being built to be the controlling factor of society.
Right. And, you know, the we call it process in another form.
That's right.
Yeah. Event versus and process.
That kind of a net you cannot escape from. This is the problem with this and why I get so excited, and I know you do too. Look, we could overthrow a communist dictatorship. It's been done before. We could overthrow a fascist dictatorship. That's been done before. We could overthrow a socialist dictatorship or any other dictatorship that you want to pick. We could overthrow that. But you cannot overthrow a system.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody there. There's nobody home.
There's nobody accountable.
There's no palace to go to and, you know, go in and take over. There's no radio stations to go take over and break the dictatorship. The system, once it gets control, it's going to be final.
Well,
we won't have the ability to overthrow it anymore.
Well, you know, what we have right now that's playing out, though, is you have people like Mr. McCabe, the FBI director, former FBI, well, he still is, one of the FBI directors working on the Mueller. He's being held accountable by the American system of government and laws. See, there is a way I think you can destroy the system, but it has to be started now. It can't. You're right. In the end, if we allow it to go and we don't challenge it, we're in deep trouble.
Right
now, we still have an opportunity, and of course, Trump has come along with Sessions, and yeah, I think people understand the immediacy of what you're talking about, but the problem is how do you dismantle this in the process and educate everybody? That's the big question coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Patrick Wood closing statement here in the next segment, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my My Pillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Patrick Wood, Technocracy Rising. Patrick, some of your final thoughts as we get into the end of the hour here.
All I can say is, Paul, the time is now. If Americans don't realize the problem and take action, we're in big trouble. We're all going to be like California. And the fate of our nation is right now. It's right now. And I have to say that as much as I appreciate some of the things that President Trump has been doing, a president is not going to save us. A Congress is not going to save us. And there's no political body anywhere in this country at this point that is going to ride in on some kind of a, you know, like the cavalry coming over the hill in the old Western, blowing a horn. Don't plan on it. It's not going to, you know, I don't believe that this has a political solution. It's an economic issue. And if you look at all the things like in California, if you look at all the things that's gone wrong in California, and you say, well, there's some crazy political stuff. Well, there has been. But you look deeper. Everything that Jerry Brown has done and his predecessors has been economic in nature.
Right, right.
Every single bit of it.
15 seconds. Look at CARB.
All the stuff you've been talking about CARB. That's all economic.
Yeah. Well, listen, Patrick, we got to run for time. I want to thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll definitely have you on again, perhaps to do a guest host. We would like that. What do you think of
my
that?
Pleasure.
Awesome.
My pleasure.
Okay, Patrick Wood there with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and I believe you can go to technocracyrising.news, which is Patrick's website. So thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.